currently have just Janie on the line, who's coming from Christchurch. Morena, my G, how you doing?
Kia ora, Zach. It's so nice to be back.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's good to have you back, my friend. It's very good to have you back. Last time we spoke in, was it July?
Yeah, it was.
It was when Muse and Musician came out.
Yes, yep. And I was meant to have a show in Dunedin that weekend and unfortunately got sick, so I'm finally coming.
Yes.
Actually happening.
Yes. It's very cool. You're playing tonight with old mate Becca Caffin, which is, you know, absolutely remarkable. And y'all are playing at the Duck, which is so fun. Very, very cool venue. Before we get into that, though, I want to know, how are things over in, is it Cambrian? Is it the Cambrians?
Yeah, I haven't actually been back. I'm going back after my Dunedin show, which will be lovely. Spend some time in the hills. They had a big snow dump recently. I was very jealous.
True.
Yeah. But I've actually been, up in Otatahi for the last couple of weeks. I mean, I live here. And just, doing lots of music, organising a bit of a tour, which is fun. Nice. So, keeping me busy.
Awesome. I heard that some of the snow was quite catastrophic in a way because it cut off access to schools and certain infrastructure. Was it okay in Cambrian?
I think they had a power cut. But apart from that, I think everyone was safe and it was fine.
Okay, that's good.
I definitely, I'm a skier, so I was checking the snow reports with so much envy. I had work here in Christchurch and I couldn't get away. But I was messaging my friends and my brother and stuff back home going, oh, look at, like, you've got 50 centimetres of snow. How exciting. So, yeah.
Green with jealous rage, one might say.
Yes.
So last time we spoke, we were shouting about your new single, your single at the time, Muse and Musician, and that now has 250,000 streams on Spotify.
It does. When you say it like that, it sounds insane.
It is. It's incredible, man. Do you know how that happened? Was there a TikTok? Was there a video, a movie, a TV show? What happened?
Oh, I'm not a cool Gen Z. I don't TikTok well enough yet, but it was actually, so artists pitch their songs on Spotify, and you can do that. It seems a little bit like a myth. Mm. You sort of say to Spotify, hey, you should listen to my song, and you do it every time because you might as well. But I have actually never heard of it being accepted. And so when it did get accepted and Spotify obviously had a listen and chucked the song on a Spotify playlist, it just sort of went from there.
Whoa.
Yeah, which was incredible. And one day I woke up and I checked the streams and I thought, oh, that can't be right. That doesn't make sense. And just, from there it snowballed. So I'm just so, so incredibly grateful that people are listening across the world, actually, which is crazy for a little Kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
And just soaking that in.
No, that's real cool, man. That's real cool. Your most recent release was a collab with Sig Wilder. It came out in early August. It's a double single composed of Sylvia 1 and 2. The yarn behind that is that you guys had met in Auckland earlier in the year, and you realised that you both had songs named Sylvia after different poets, Sylvia Plath and Sylvia Legris. Legris? Legree?
Legree.
Legree. Yes, he's Canadian. I should know that. which was your Sylvia?
So my song was Sylvia 1. It's about Sylvia Plath. Okay. And the story behind that was that I went into Otatahi Scorpio Books and was looking for a little light-hearted read, is what I was, on a mission to find.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the Sylvia Plath collection Ariel, and on the cover it said, I rise with my red hair and I eat men like ear. And I just loved that. I thought, oh, that's like caught my attention. I've got red hair. I was like, yeah, I'm ready for this. I was so wrong. Crying on my couch. That book destroyed my soul. So I wrote a song to deal with the trauma of reading Sylvia Plath. And we met in Wellington. Not Auckland.
Oh.
But we met in Welly and I had Sig opening for my show at Voglemorne. And he messaged me and said, I have a song called Sylvia and I was wondering if, I could sing your Sylvia or we could do them together. And so we ended up collaborating and that first time we sang both the Sylvias on stage, we knew we wanted to keep doing it, and it was so much fun. So we're currently halfway through our first little tour. Mm. And yeah, it's all very exciting, very fun. So yeah,
that's real cool, man. Yeah, Sylvia. Yeah. Sylvia Plath is not what I think of as a light, charming read. Dark. Yeah, a friend of mine showed me this album of Jack Kerouac, and it's Jack Kerouac reading his poetry to like some real cool jazz music. And then Spotify started recommending me like a bunch of different poets reading their own poetry, and I came across Sylvia Plath, and I was like, oh my god, so depressing. But it's, you know, very moving stuff. She's a very, very awesome poet, very, very awesome poet indeed. So once you and Sig had figured out that, you know, you both got these songs called Sylvia and that you're going to collaborate, how did that process unfold? Was it you just singing and playing along to their idea of the song, or were you kind of meshing what you had previously together into new tracks, or what was the go there?
So we ended up, it was a little bit of a mix. I ended up saying that I really wanted Matthew to do my Sylvia. I wanted to see what it was like to have somebody else sing my track, and that's what he'd wanted as well, which was really exciting, because I think there's just something so beautiful in being asked if someone can sing your own song. Like, that's just crazy to me, and it was really beautiful to hear his version. So I let him sort of run with his idea for my song, and then I have this sort of nerdy backstory with my Sylvia and the vocal line. It's very heavily a male dominated vocal line. We've got Matthew doing the whole lead vocal melody, and then I've got some really gentle harmonies. And the reason behind that was actually because when I read Sylvia's collection of poetry, I found out that her husband and a couple of other people in the industry chose which poems were allowed to be published of her work. And so there were obviously some damning poems maybe about the husband. There was some stuff from my understanding that he maybe wanted to hide. And I think I liked the idea that there was this incredible woman with this amazing voice and story to share, still being pushed down a little bit by other people in her life and dictated, and her voice was altered by the men in her life. And so I was sort of creating that with that metaphor in mind of having the male dominating voice, and then Sylvia in the back going, oh hey, like, this is actually my story, and it's quite bad, and you know, all this idea of mental health and struggle and yeah. So that was kind of a little bit of a backstory into why we did that track that way. And then Sig's track, we ended up doing a beautiful sort of harmony throughout the whole track. And it was just so gorgeous to sing along to. And he's very eloquent when he explains what his song is about. And I won't nearly do it justice, but it is it's a collection of poetry about nature and the garden. And he works as a gardener. And so there was this real tie between the art and the writing and the garden for him. And I think we sort of portrayed that in that beautiful, light, melodic tangent of that song. I think it's beautiful. And they're definitely very different, but quite complementary to one another.
For sure, for sure. I think they have there's a Venn diagram, right? That's the
absolutely.
Yeah. We don't have a heck of a lot of time left, but I'm going to definitely ask you. You're playing at the Duck tonight with Becca Caffin. This is the first time you're playing with her. How excited are you?
So excited! Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to see Becca live for so long, and so it's just such an exciting thing to have her on board for the show. I mean, I think it's my favorite part of being a musician is getting to have other people at your shows with you and just get to experience other people's music and art. It's fantastic. So I'm really, really excited.
For sure. Did you happen to reach out on Instagram, or did you know each other beforehand? Or
I did the classic little like hello, like popped into the DMs.
Slide into the DMs.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this would be so cool if I could tee this up. And it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome. Very, very fun. That's at 6 PM at the Duck. You're driving down from Christchurch today, so I imagine you'll get here by 4 o'clock, maybe. Yeah, probably 4 o'clock. It's going to be a while.
If my time management is really good, four.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, but as I said earlier, I'm a bit time blind. So, yeah, we'll hopefully be there by 5 at the latest.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's good, man. Gives you a wee while to have a snack and settle in. Settle in.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully see lots of people out tonight. It sounds like we've got a good couple of ticket sales, and I'm really looking forward to seeing people in Dunedin finally.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. Be glad that we're hosting you. Are you releasing anything new anytime soon as well? Any new tracks on the way?
I actually am, but I don't have a date. We've just finished a single, Musing in the Breakfast Aisle. It is done with Saltbox Studios here in Ōtautahi, and yeah, it's in its final stages. It's about to be mastered and mixed. So I'm really hoping that by summer we have, yeah, this new track out, which will be really exciting.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. We'll have to have you on the show again to talk about that.
Oh my gosh, please.
Now, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I hope the gig goes great and you have a safe travel.
Thank you so much.
Of course, of course, of course. Take care, mate. Take care.
See you.
That was Just Jeannie chatting about the upcoming gig at the Duck tonight at 6 p.m. with Becky Caffin. Make sure you're there. And we're also talking about, yeah, new music and their previous singles, Sylvia, the Sylvia series, which we're going to play for you right now. We're going to play Sylvia 1 from Just Jeannie and Sig Wilder. Coming up very shortly, we have Tara Shepherd from the OUSA, Tara is the... or the welfare rep on the OUSA exec. We're going to be chatting about student mental health, given that it's the Mental Health Awareness Week. So stay tuned for that. Here is Sylvia 1 by Just Jeannie and Sig Wilder. You're listening to The One, Ka Kite.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.